Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My pleasure to be part of your day, and got a lot of things going on. By the way, let me remind you, my website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance if you're a small business owner or wannabe. I think you'll like that site. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Jeffrey Zabar is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of our top home-based business experts. If you work from home, whether you own your business or whether you're a teller worker, regardless, he's the guy. He's our go-to guy for that, and he's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, and I think I got that title right. I don't have it in front of me since I'm on the road, but let's get him in here. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here. You got the title perfect.
All right. I thought I remembered that. I'm pretty good at remembering these titles.
There you go.
I'm on the road, I'm always, I don't carry everything with me. I don't have everything. I don't have the same resources in front of me on the road as I do when I'm in my home environment. Jeffrey, as you know, I'm up in Orlando and out here visiting with Mickey and his other animal friends, and you know why I'm here. I'm here to help the SBA celebrate Small Business Week. We got a couple of thousand, maybe as many as 3,000 small business owners are showing up this week to whoop it up on behalf of free enterprise, and one of those whoopers is you. You're coming up on Friday, aren't you?
I whoop like nobody's business. Yeah, I'll be up on Friday speaking on Friday morning at 9:30 talking about how to reach out to the micro-entrepreneur.
Yeah, and I'm really proud you're doing that, and I appreciate the SBA tapping into your vast talents. And you're going now tell us a little bit more about what you're going to be talking about.
Well, as you know, the small business, the micro-entrepreneur, those with 10 or fewer, even fewer than that by some definitions, employees, especially those who work from home, is a pretty dramatic audience in size and scope. They can be anywhere from, depending on who you talk to or listen to, 12 to 14 million home-based businesses out there.
Right.
You have about 24 million teleworkers, corporate employees who work from home but typically have to outfit their home office. You have any number of what we call day extenders, essentially white-collar employees who bring home a briefcase and tap into the corporate computer network from home to do some work on nights and weekends or when their kids are sick or whatever the case may be. And then you have those micro-entrepreneurs, people with businesses with, you know, 2, 3, 5, maybe up to 10 employees. But they're so diverse. And they're so individualistic in their thinking that it's really hard to reach out to them, especially if you're an Office Depot, if you're a Staples, if you're an HP. Trying to reach out to this audience, how do you talk to them? So I'll be speaking on Friday morning talking to corporate executives as well as small business owners who are trying to reach out to that home-based business and microenterprise to give them a sort of demographic snapshot of who that individual is.
Well, that's a very important topic to talk about, and of course, You mentioned some numbers, but the vast majority of small businesses in America fit into that category.
Exactly.
There's no question about that. And in terms of sheer numbers, it's got to be the largest group. In fact, if you talk to any executive director of a chamber of commerce, they'll tell you that 90% of their members have, you know, probably 20 employees, maybe 10 employees or less.
Right. Right. I mean, you look at any storefront or any retail outlet, any, you know, small business, those with the fewest employees are the biggest in number. And
yeah.
But reaching them is, as somebody once said, and the line's been used for other things, it's like herding cats.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know how to bring them all in. They don't have you can't create one cogent message that touches them all because they're very individualized in the way they think and what they do and what their needs are. But there are some similarities between them that if used in an effective way, can create a holistic marketing program and message just to reach these people.
Well, and the good news, Jeff, and I think that there are folks out there like us who are trying to impact this, to influence this, is more and more of the larger businesses are making their message, and we need their message because we need their products. We use their products, and not only that, but we want to be their partners. We, you know, I'm, as you know, and as I know you agree with me. Some, you know, these big companies are not just people we buy things from. They're not they're not our competitors. They don't have to be just our competitors. They can also be our partners.
Right.
And the good news is, I think, is that a lot of these big companies are realizing that they need to be talking to us according to small business, what I call small business according to small business, rather than big business. I'm sorry, rather than small business according to big business.
Right.
And that's been where the failing, I think, in years past is where some of the big companies have it has been small business according to big business, and that's like me trying to speak Swahili.
Right.
You know, I don't know how to do that, and if I try to, you know, it's a different language, and they've been getting that now for a few years, and I really think that it's smart for them to do that, for the larger companies to do that, and to start speaking our language.
Well, and the way for them to speak the language is to know that audience, and it ain't rocket science. I mean, we're out there. There are people like you and myself out there who know this audience and can help the organizations. As there's a reason you have sponsors on your show and people who work with you to try and learn more and try to reach this audience. So that there are not those out there. There are several people out there who can serve as interpreters, who can serve as translators, both in message as well as in content and language to help hit the hot button for that audience. But there's also organizations like the SBA where these people get together at times where you can reach mm-hmm. them and speak to them, whether it's just do a smattering of reaching out and hitting some people and saying, hey, what's important to you? Can we call you later and run you in a focus group, or just ask you a couple questions and see what you're thinking. I mean, as a marketer, you got to reach out and find the best venue to talk to these people, or at least to, again, do your focus group to see where they are, to see where their head's at, so that you can launch a campaign, you can create the product, you can create the marketing language that touches them and moves them and brings them in to create a valued partnership between yourself and them.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why you're down here. You're going to be up here speaking. I say up here because I'm up in more northern part of Florida than you are. You're down in Fort Lauderdale area, but
exactly.
It's one of the reasons why you're going to be up here this week. They've tapped into your resources, and I'm really glad to hear that they're doing that, and I'm proud of you for being available to do that. Jeff, give us your website.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
When we come back, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, one of the things I'd like to talk to Jeff about is what does he think about the face of small business? How we define a small business. I think that's important. He used the word micropreneur, and he threw out some numbers there. And I've got a couple of thoughts of my own, and perhaps you do. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey, you said you called micropreneur perhaps someone with 10 employees or less. I guess my definition is a little different than that. I'm not sure that it matters all that much, but when I think of a micropreneur, I really think of somebody with one employee trying to grow to a part-timer, maybe growing to a full-timer, and literally just getting going and not a lot of critical mass, but maybe starting to see some success and some customers. But certainly, if they get into any kind of a storefront at all, if they have, in my opinion, anybody with, you know, 5 or 10 employees, I don't consider them to be micro anymore.
Right.
And the reason I say that, and this is the question I want to ask you, is, you know, in the old days, and still to a degree right now, I think they're still doing this, the size, whether someone is small or not, depends on the size of the company. And, the government says 500 employees or less. But the truth is, with technology today, I think in short order, maybe 5 years, it might take that long, maybe longer, we won't talk about size, we won't talk about small business based on employees as much as we'll focus on sales revenue. What do you think?
Well, I agree. But I agree and I disagree. First off, I agree that the numbers, the SBA calls small business, I think, 500. Mm-hmm. Chambers call small business anyone who will pay their membership fee.
That's right.
You know, everyone has a different definition, and frankly, that also guides for some of the writing in the columns that I do. Small business, to me, is an organization that's, for my writing, is 10 to 30 employees, you know, really small. It's lower than 30-ish, so that it's still, to me, it's defined by, you know, how many organizations have an owner or a single person who wears more than one hat. And
right.
It may not be that it's the owner who's wearing, for example, the IT hat, but it's an office manager. Okay, you know, office manager, you need to be the IT person as well, the go-to person along those lines. So, you know, where the responsibilities are spread across the board, I think you're right that micro-entrepreneur is probably smaller than 10, but it's a matter of definition. And it's also that very entrepreneurial point, that very entrepreneurial perspective in how they look at it. So I agree there, but I would disagree, because I know, as far as gauging them by size of the organization in terms of revenues, because I know a number of individuals, home office executives out there, gentlemen and women, who are extremely successful in very lucrative industries that are making millions of dollars working
right.
alone from home. And they still, to me, are a small business in
oh,
the way
yeah.
they run their operation. But
I
not,
agree, but I guess what I'm saying is I think you and I are agreeing more than you know, because my point is that in the old days, in 20th century America, if you wanted to create $10 million in revenue, typically that took a certain number of employees.
Right.
Well, today, that number has been number of employees to create that revenue has been significantly reduced because of technology.
Right.
And so I guess what I'm getting at is I think it's going to be we're going to be more likely to define a small business a lot smaller than 500 employees.
Right.
And because I think very near in the future, you got 500 employees, you're no longer going to be considered a small business. If you got 450 employees, even 150 employees, because you and I are doing things with you know, very few employees, that for the same kind of overall corporate revenue a year would have taken us, you know, more employees than we have.
Right.
Put it that way.
And we can thank technology. We can thank, you know, I don't need a bean counter. Sometimes it would help. I don't need somebody to chase collections and keep up on that. I don't need somebody to go out and do biz dev. Certainly it straps us and it stresses us, and it can draw us kind of thin, and it would help to have someone working in those positions. But that's when revenues become such that you can bring in a part-time employee, you can hire a family member, you can, you know, grow the business. And in my case, it would be growing, if not out of the home office, it would be bringing in a virtual employee and a virtual assistant.
But the thing is, though, Jeff, is at least you have that option of being able to do those things.
100%.
Whereas 30 years ago, you would have had to have spent a lot more money to have gotten those things accomplished, and that might literally have precluded you going into business for yourself.
Right, exactly.
And so, yeah, there is stress. Somebody has to take up the slack.
Right.
But at least we have those options now, and that's the cool thing.
The options do exist.
Yeah.
So they're out there. And so it's a wonderful thing.
Jeff, before we got to wrap it up in about 30 seconds or so, give us your website again and tell us how we can find your column at your newspaper.
Well, the website is www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
You got a new look there, don't you?
Pardon me?
Isn't it a new look on your website?
Yeah, we did a whole makeover of the website. It was months in the making, and it's got constantly refreshed with new content and new tips and new articles, so they can find a lot of my older writing, actually some articles that have been written in the past month there. But if they want to find some of my work in the Sun Sentinel, they go to sun-sentinel.com and then do a search for Zabar. Z like zebra, B like boy, A-R.
Exactly. And don't forget to check out his books. He's got many, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. Jeffrey, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you, and we'll see you on Friday.
We'll see you on Friday. Thanks a lot, Jim. Be well.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break. I'm going to be visiting with Russell Brown on the other side of this one. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. She's got it. You're
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.